Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite time each week. Good morning. Happy Saturday after Easter Saturday. Spring is here. I have a show for you. You're going to have to put your thinking caps on. You're going to have to tie concepts together. This is not for the low information voter. If you are the low information voter and you get a headache 20 minutes into the show, take an aspirin. Put your seatbelt on. Does your body soften over time? The forgotten art of using your senses to heal. Does your body soften over time? The forgotten art of using your senses to heal. If you listen deeply, not quantitatively, but deeply, if you deeply attach to the vibration of the show, you're going to be given a guiding light out of the labyrinth of disease. A guiding light out of the labyrinth of disease towards radiant health. It's just common sense, but not all of us can utilize our common sense. Does your body soften over time? The forgotten art of using your senses to heal. If you are confused, I want to give you a perspective from that of a doctor. Because doctors really are the most confused of all. We don't say that. But really, any doctor in holistic medicine suffers the same problem. They're confused. And the reason they're confused is because when they were educated to dogma. Now, that's not old news, it's new news. Well, at least it's present news, it's current news. We live in a world of dogma. Everybody wants the way. And while it's politically correct to say, well, there's no one way, there's many ways, and you nod your head and smile. That's not the reality of how medicine is administered. Holistic medicine is dogmatic. I'm going to apply my statement, and then we're going to keep moving to illuminate the issue and to give you a solution. So I want you to get to the website. If you're new to the show, get to the website if you can. StraightTalk.cc. Again, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. StraightTalk.cc, that's two T's, not .com.cc. I want you to go to picture number at the top of the web page there, show 254. I want you to just don't start it. Just take a look at the YouTube. Now, this YouTube is of a raw food debate between Dr. Douglas Graham, David Wolf, and Bryant Clement. They're all non-meat eaters. They don't eat animal protein and they don't eat dairy. And they're authorities in their field. And they're at a conference where they're having a little debate. Now, it's not a debate, an angry debate, because God forbid a meat eater would show up. These guys are the vegetarian types. And they all have differences, serious differences, differences that could determine, well, the difference between life and death at a certain point, or disease and health. But right now, they're relatively young men, and they're debating their slant on vegetarianism. I want you to come a little lower here. Now, here's another one where even the commercial public picked this up. This is a debate, the YouTube lower than that. That's Dr. McDougall and Dr. Furman. They're both medical doctors, and they've also got some very different views on vegetarianism. Dr. Furman, Joel Furman, as many of you will know, is an advocate of a vegetarian, high micronutrient lifestyle. It all makes sense. The plant fats and oils are very good. Dr. McDougall is a starch guy. Starch and grains, in contrast to Dr. Furman. Dr. McDougall is a no-fat guy, a low-fat guy. Dr. Furman is a vegetarian, but he'll bring in more of the vegetable and fruit fats than he will the starches. There are differences between the two. There's five people: Brian Clement, John Graham, David Wolf, Dr. Furman, and Dr. McDougall. And as the caption says, who's right? Each one of these people, for the most part, especially McDougall, especially Clement, will tell you, you are supposed to eat this way. And in McDougall's case, it's because the studies show, the literature shows. Now, I left out Dr. Atkins. And if you scan YouTube the way I do, I have to keep abreast of the arguments, even the idiotic arguments. There's a great YouTube debate between Dr. Atkins and Dr. McDougall. Dr. Atkins, of course, was a meat guy. Now, to these five up here, Furman, McDougall, Clement, Graham, and David Wolf, if you're a meat eater, well, you're out of your cotton-picking mind. You're going to give yourself cancer. You're going to give yourself a stroke. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. You're going to give yourself a whole load of things you don't want. Worse yet, it gets worse. Peruse down to picture number 9. There he is. Picture 9. Ogenus von der Planitz. Ogenus was self-taught. He wasn't formally credentialed. He wasn't a medical doctor. Look at picture number 10. This is a quote from Ogenus. Now I'm up to only losing about 3 per 100. So that means 97%. It means 97 out of 100 kick the cancer. Probably I've worked with 1,200 people with cancer. Ogenus von der Planitz. Now, Ogenus was a raw meat, raw fat, raw dairy guy, an advocate, a devotee. He had a following. He was interviewed by Dr. McCullough. He was on national TV. He was as known, well, not quite as known as Dr. Furman or Dr. McDougall, but he was way up there in the ratings. Everybody knew Ogenus. Everybody knew his vantage point. All right, so today's show. Does your body soften over time? The forgotten art of using your senses to heal. Okay, let's go back. Let's tie some things together here. If Brian Clement and Dr. Douglas Graham and David Wolf and Dr. Joel Furman and Dr. McDougall and Ogenus von der Planitz sit before you, and each man claims that they have seen tremendous success with their dietary approaches, and yet their dietary approaches are in direct conflict with each other's dietary approach, what are you, the public, to conclude? I think this is a very worthy discussion. Watch where I take it. But I think this is a very worthy discussion. Because you are John Q. Public. You're an accountant. You're a lawyer. You're a dentist. You're a restaurant owner. You're a librarian. You're an anthropologist. And you've got some vested interest in your health. And before you want to spend $1 million under the care of somebody at some famous health institute, you're going to hit YouTube. You're going to hit the literature. You're going to do what the public often does. I mean, I hear the public does this. They certainly do it across my desk. They do their own research. They get on internet before they fall asleep and just surf the net and watch the different commentaries and the different opinions. And then they end up more confused than ever. That is what they do. That is what you do. This has been going on with American nutrition, with world nutrition, with holistic medicine from the beginning of time. And it will go on forever unless we understand how to change our perspective. So this is a very relevant topic, especially if you're sick. If you've just come down with a breast cancer or brain tumor or an aneurysm or a mini stroke, you're asking yourself, what must I be doing wrong with my health? And it's got to have something to do with my diet. And when you hit the YouTube, when you surf the web, there's a million people to tell you you're right. There is something you're doing terribly wrong with your diet. Do it my way. I'm going to kill this. Before I pass to the other realm, I'm going to help put an end to this nonsense, because it is nonsense. But let's get back to the other question. Let's assemble a panel of our own, and let's look at all of these educated, intelligent, successful men. And understand, well, now I'll cut in, they all have seen outstanding success. They've all seen it. But I'll tell you something else. When they fail, they don't ask themselves why. They don't. And if they do, they don't do it often enough. I'm telling you, there is a slant in medicine not to analyze your failures. Now, I can tell you for a fact that I used to refer people to Agenus. I did. He was what I call a healer. Agenus was self-healed. He was self-taught. And he was extremely devoted and very good at what he did. But I can tell you this, when he failed, he didn't look at his failures. I know that. I referred people to Nick Gonzalez. I don't know if Dr. Gonzalez asked himself why he failed when he failed. But I do know that he failed often enough. And I will wager you, I will guarantee you even, that Dr. McDougall, Dr. Furman, Dr. Graham, David Wolf, all fail. They succeed and they fail. So when you assemble a convention, and later on your own time, go to the YouTube 1 and YouTube 2. You're going to find those debates very interesting. It's kind of like the model of the day. Everyone knows we can't eat McDonald's. Everybody knows that Kaiser's not doing the right thing. And so everybody's looking for answers. The first place you're going to look for answers are medical doctors. Holistic medical doctors. That's who hits the mark. I mean, Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is not a dietitian. He's a medical doctor. The medical doctors are moving into the holistic camp because allopathy is leaving a big hole and the public knows it. And smart medical doctors, Joel Furman, McDougall, Atkins, they're all moving in. They have been. This is accelerating and it should accelerate. You want intelligent, educated people to start asking questions. The question that they're not asking themselves is why they fail, when they fail. What they do is they market out their successes. And every one of them has successes. Let me explain their successes. These guys all have clinics. McDougall has a clinic. Furman has a clinic. Graham has a clinic. Gonzalez had a clinic. Agenus didn't have a clinic, but he had a large following. He had lots of clubs. He had devotees, so to speak. All of these dogma masters, all these guys that say this is the way, open clinics, which is all well and good. It's a better way to facilitate your message. My point to you is that if you go into those clinics, what you're going to find when people claim success, when McDougall claims success, when Furman claims success, Graham, so on and so forth, is that many of those successes are simply people who ate the typical American garbage dog doo-doo diet. And if you're 50 or 60 years old, and you've done the Pizza Hut and the McDonald's and the booze and gone through the drug years and smoked this, that, or the other thing along the way and live under a lot of stress and gain a lot of weight and eat in restaurants 6 to 10 to 12 to 15 times a week. By the time you're 50, if you do anything, you're going to feel better. Do you realize that? Half of the successes, a large portion of the successes that each and every one of these clinics claim they have are based on people who simply cleaned up their diet in the generic sense. Whether you eat dairy, or whether you eat meat, or whether you eat bean sprouts, or whether you eat avocados or fruit all day, if that's compared and contrasted with 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 years of Pizza Hut, you're going to have a revelation within a year.